USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Former Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows joined former Trump Chief Strategist Steve Bannon on the War Room on Friday afternoon. The two former Trump advisors discussed Dr. Fauci's lies to Congress under oath on the gain-of-function research he funded in Wuhan, China.
They're going to try to blame this on someone else other than NIH, other than Dr. Fauci, to try to suggest that he didn't lie. But I can tell you, there's emails out there early on in February of 2020 that alerted everybody to the fact that there was gain-of-function research going on.
On October 18th, intelligence chiefs of South Korea, the United States, and Japan convened in Seoul to discuss North Korean issues, aiming to bring Pyongyang back to the negotiating table through a flurry of diplomacy. This is USA Radio News.
It's a MyPillow for the rest of your body, the MyPillow mattress topper. You will sleep well. Check it out, MyPillow.com, promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't forget, using my promo code USA will save you a bunch of money on anything on the MyPillow website. Christmas is coming. Get ready. MyPillow.com, promo code USA, 1-800-951-8175. I know it's just October, but it's never too early to look for Christmas gifts and give those you love the gift of a good night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com, shop for great gifts including the original MyPillow, MyPillow slippers, mattress toppers, pet beds, and of course my promo code USA will save you up to 66% on anything on the MyPillow website. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA, and give someone a gift that you love.
The Facebook whistleblower is taking her message international. Mike Fortier explains.
Frances Haugen will appear before a parliament committee in Great Britain Monday. Haugen, the former Facebook employee, testifying before Congress a few weeks ago that the company pushes content that's divisive and harmful to children. She'll speak before a committee looking at regulating online content. The head of the UK committee says there needs to be greater transparency in the decisions Facebook takes when it trades off user safety for user engagement. This will be the first time Haugen has testified in Europe. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
President Joe Biden has indicated support for changing or abolishing the filibuster in order to pass election legislation, a substantial shift from his long-touted position in favor of the Senate's peculiar rule. The flip came after Republicans on Wednesday filibustered Democrats' Freedom to Vote Act, an election bill crafted under the guidance of moderate Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat of West Virginia. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky on Friday said the U.S. may change its definition of fully vaccinated as booster shots become available for everybody. A reporter for the AP had asked Walensky if the Biden administration is rethinking the definition of what it means to be fully vaccinated.
We have not yet changed the definition of fully vaccinated. We will continue to look at this. We may need to update our definition of fully vaccinated in the future. But right now, what I would say is if you're eligible for a booster, go ahead and get your booster, and we will continue to follow.
Full vaccination status is given to those who have received both doses of either the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines or one dose of the Johnson & Johnson jab. Still, people are not considered fully vaccinated until after 14 days from the last shot. The Supreme Court will hear arguments in the Texas abortion case in November. Wendy King has more.
The Supreme Court will hear arguments over a Texas law prohibiting most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy on November 1st. Justices are allowing the law to stay in effect in the meantime. The order comes after the Justice Department asked the court to set aside enforcement as the case works its way through an appeals court. The case is now one of two that they will hear that could impact the Roe v. Wade precedent. Justices have already set arguments for December 1st on a challenge to a Mississippi abortion law. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.